When a customer pops your product in the oven or microwave, do you know what's actually happening to your packaging? Not in a, will it melt, hit the panic button way, but in a, is this the right tool for the job way? The packaging you choose for heat and eat foods directly affects how evenly the food warms, how it looks coming out, and ultimately, how satisfied your customer is.
There's also a decent amount of confusion in the industry about what each material can actually handle. Some of it is common knowledge, some of it is myth.
Before we get into a heated debate, see what we did there, we sat down with expert Connor Carlin. Carlin is the founder and president of Kless Advisory LLC and served as president of the Society of Plastics Engineers in 2024. He previously held the role of North American General Manager at ILIG and brings expertise in material science, advanced recycling technologies, environmental policy, and commercial strategy, developed through extensive experience at the intersection of packaging innovation and sustainability. This article breaks down how polypropylene and aluminum packaging perform when the heat is on. By the end, you will be able to make smarter packaging decisions for your products and prevent your customers from possibly making some very, very bad reheating decisions. Can you put polypropylene in the oven? Short answer, no. Polypropylene is a thermoplastic, meaning it softens and deforms at high temperatures. Its melting point is around 160 degrees Celsius to 170 degrees Celsius, or 320 degrees Fahrenheit to 338 degrees Fahrenheit for our American readers. This means that conventional oven temperatures will warp or melt it. So if your product is meant to go from the shelf straight into an oven, polypropylene is not the way to go.
Where polypropylene does shine is in the microwave. It's literally touted as microwave safe, and for many ready meal formats, deli sides, fresh meals, grab-and-go lunch items, that's the primary reheating method. It gets the job done. But here's where it gets interesting. Let's talk about how evenly food heats in these containers.
Heating distribution in polypropylene containers. This is the part most people don't think about, and it has everything to do with thermal conductivity, basically how well a material attracts and transfers heat. Polypropylene is an insulator. That's actually why plastics are used to coat electrical wires. They keep the heat in rather than moving it around. When food sits in a polypropylene tray and goes into a microwave, the container itself isn't doing much. The microwave is exciting the water molecules in the food directly in order to heat up the food. The plastic is largely just along for the ride. Fun. The result? Hot spots and cold spots. The food in the center of a dense lasagna or a thick chicken breast might still be cold while the edges are steaming. Anyone who's ever bitten into a microwaved meal and gotten a mouthful of cold areas or molten lava bits knows this experience well. That's not a microwave or polypropylene problem. That's a low thermal conductivity problem.
Don't put aluminum in the microwave.
This may be where many of you put your head in your palm and shake it. Before you do, we need to bust some of the myths, within reason. The shocking fact is that you possibly may be able to do this, but it's best not to attempt. Disclaimer: inline plastics in no way encourages anyone to put aluminum materials into a microwave. For goodness sakes, please do not try this.
A Fraunhofer Institute study tested microwave heating of food packaged in aluminum foiled trays across 200 food portions. The conclusion? It's viable under controlled conditions, with no hazardous results and no damage to ovens observed.
That said, there's a reason you were told not to do this. According to the USDA, metal in microwaves can cause arcing, sparking, especially when the material is thin, crumpled, or has sharp edges, which can pose a fire risk or damage the appliance. Furthermore, the aluminum must be coated at all times. Otherwise, caustic soda, which may be present in processed food, can cause harm after heating in the microwave. Again, do not try this.
It's important to note that this was a controlled study with precise measurements, instruments, and materials. So do not toss your silverware into a microwave and take a nap. Many metals will spark under normal conditions.
Which packaging material heats food better, aluminum or polypropylene?
For reheating quality in ovens, aluminum wins. It's not even close. And here's the science behind it.
Aluminum is a conductor with very high thermal conductivity. When it goes into an oven, it heats up rapidly and distributes that heat evenly across the entire surface of the container. The food inside heats uniformly from the bottom and sides simultaneously. That means no cold centers, no guessing if the middle is done, and this is the part food businesses should really care about, better visual results.
Think about what it takes to get that golden brown, slightly crisped top on a casserole, a quiche, or an oven-baked entree. That browning and texture development happens because of consistent, controlled heat. You get that with aluminum. You don't get it with polypropylene. If your product is a meal kit component, a prepared entree, or anything where presentation matters when it comes out of the oven, aluminum delivers repeatable, consistent results. That's hard to put a price on when your product is being judged at the moment the customer opens the oven door.
It's also worth noting that most aluminum food packaging used in retail does not showcase the entire product because, well, they can't see it. When shoppers buy with their eyes, the clarity of polypropylene wins, hands down.
What about sustainability beyond recycling? Here's where the decision gets more complex for food businesses thinking about their sustainability story. Aluminum does have a strong position in the recycling market. As a result, around 75% of all aluminum ever produced is still in use today, as shown by comprehensive industry data.
Polypropylene, resin code number 5, is also recyclable, but recovery varies by region. Some material recovery facilities, or MRFs, are equipped to process it, while others are not. Infrastructure is improving, but access and consistency are still developing.
Weights, transportation, and resource use. Another key difference comes down to how each material moves through the supply chain. Polypropylene is significantly lighter than aluminum, which means more units can be shipped per load and less fuel is required during transportation. Over high volumes, this can reduce overall emissions and logistics costs.
Aluminum, while heavier, offers strength and rigidity that can protect food during transport and reduce the risk of damage or deformation. However, that added weight can increase shipping costs and environmental impact depending on the distribution distance.
There are also differences in production. Aluminum is energy intensive to produce, particularly in its primary or virgin form, though it benefits from a highly efficient recycling stream that reduces energy use significantly when reused. Polypropylene typically requires less energy up front, but may face limitations in recovery, depending on local recycling infrastructure.
Water usage and broader environmental impacts can also vary based on sourcing, manufacturing processes, and regional systems, making it difficult to declare a single winner across all categories.
Ultimately, neither material is universally better across every sustainability metric. Factors like access to recycling, weight/transportation impacts, product protection, and food waste all play a role. The most effective choice often depends on how the packaging performs in your specific supply chain and on its likelihood of being properly recovered after use.
Turning up the heat. Which material is right for your product? Here's the practical breakdown for food business professionals.
Choose polypropylene when your product is microwave only. You need clarity or color for visual merchandising. You're working in deli, produce, or grab-and-go formats, and cost per unit and concerns about carbon emissions matter to your business.
Choose aluminum when
Your product is designed to go into a conventional oven. Browning and even heat distribution are part of the eating experience, and your packaging needs to align with recycling systems that widely accept aluminum.
The real mistake is treating packaging as an afterthought. The container your food ships in is also the vessel your customer cooks in. When you match the right material to the right reheating method, you're not just solving a logistics problem, you're protecting the eating experience you worked hard to create and the kitchen safety of your customer.
Are you interested in seeing how polypropylene products can fit into your operation? Explore how our Safety Chef line can work for your business. Would you like to know more about Connor Carlin and his work at Clefs Advisory, LLC? Connect with him on LinkedIn today.